Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
No drama, no gridlock, no delay. That's the recipe right now for avoiding a shutdown within the next 48 hours, and I'm very hopeful we'll get that done with time to spare.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging senators to act quickly to avoid a government shutdown. On Wednesday night, the House passed the one-week stopgap measure, which extends government funding until December 23rd. It's now up to the Senate to make sure it passes before funding ends Friday at midnight. The Senate on Thursday authorized an $858 billion National Defense Authorization Act for 2023 in an 83-11 vote. The bill is around $45 billion more than President Joe Biden wanted and consequently undoes the mandate for troops to receive COVID vaccines. This comes as a win for Republicans who argue mandating vaccines for the military could create retention instability surrounding the issue.
Today, we're opening up covidtest.gov for a limited time this winter to give Americans another easy option to access testing when there is a greater need, as there is right now.
White House COVID-19 Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha announced the temporary reopening of the free at-home COVID test program as cases continue to rise across the nation, especially for those older than 65. Pressure continues to mount on Congress as victims' families urge lawmakers to change gun laws to prevent future mass shootings.
This debatable topic on assault rifles should not be brought up again because someone else's child or sibling was murdered. It's just an excuse at this point.
Faith Mata's fourth-grade sister, Tess, was killed in the Uvalde school shooting earlier this year. She asked members of Congress when enough will be enough. On Thursday, the House passed a historic bill that could permit Puerto Ricans to determine the island's future political status. The legislation passed 233-191 and now heads to the Senate. Arizona Democratic Representative and House Natural Resources Chair Raul Grijalva helped introduce the bill, despite him saying it wasn't easy.
It incorporates expertise and knowledge from a wide range of stakeholders who have grappled with the dilemma of Puerto Rico's second-class political status for many, many years.
The Senate is unlikely to hear the bill before the end of the year and is also unlikely to pick up the support needed. Some view the bill as symbolic as it ushers in the potential for the Caribbean island to decide whether to become a state, declare independence, or create a sovereign government aligned to the U.S. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're